You can't win, Kyle.
It's my favorite suggestion so far. You as Annie.
And you know what? When I was thinking of Yul Brynner, I was thinking of King and I.
Yes, yes.
Thank you for everybody who corrected me on that. But I thought it was Yul Brynner. It was King and I that I was thinking about with Yul Brynner.
We've done some time traveling today. The Baltimore Colts, who thought were still in existence.
And I had my pop.
Little Yul Brynner talk on the show today. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, Tanner McKee. Let me check the poll results here because you guys, I'll say you people, I've lost your minds today. I mean, we got calls here, multiple first-round picks for Tanner McKee. And then the idea here that if the Eagles had to play Tanner the entire season, they'd be some sort of lock playoff team. 73% are confident the Eagles would be a playoff. He started one game in the league.
One whole game.
There was less confidence for Jalen Hurts, a second-round pick, entering his second season after four productive games in the league than there is for Tanner McKee off of a preseason night last night.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the reality.
That's the reality of the situation. I give you that.
And whose fault?
That ain't my fault.
Well, you tell people to live their truth. You're out here I put the order in for your Tanner McKee jersey, which you need to wear to the pregame.
I did. I thought I framed it in a way that people could understand it. So it's easy to understand. Like I'm saying, with the team rallying around him, I think you can win 10 games. Now, get to the Super Bowl, that's a little different. I don't think you can do that.
Yeah, let's not forget the schedule this year. Cowboys.
It's daunting.
Chiefs.
Do you think Tanner McKee could take 7 sacks and a safety against the Rams in the divisional round? I do.
Yeah, he probably could do that. Do I think Tanner McKee is ever going to play games as high of a high as Jalen has in the NFL? Mm-mm. I don't think so.
Did you see him last night?
I did. That was in the preseason.
I was just wondering.
The preseason.
Yeah. It was a huge game, defense. Joe.
It was not. It was not a huge game.
I'm living my truth.
But this is what you...
I feel like I'm being mocked a little.
Yeah, I mean...
Well, you tell our audience to live their truth. You got people out here lying to themselves because of you.
No, they're believing what they believe. Mm-hmm. Live your truth. Live your truth, man. Live your truth.
This is a problem. 215-592-9494. All right, before we go back to the phones, Hugh, let's plant our flag in the ground here with some... This happens every year. There's a player or two or three that stand out in training camp, and they stand out in the preseason games, and they become the fan favorites. I'm gonna plant my flag. It's Darius Cooper. It's the wide receiver that was playing really well last night. Mm-hmm. He made some plays.
Tarleton State.
Yes, he runs differently than most receivers. Almost looks like a running back when the ball is in his hands. I think they've got something. They're undrafted free agent. Can we hear from him after the game last night as he kind of introduced himself to all of us?
Graduated from Tulsa State University, originally from St. Louis, Missouri, and it's just a blessing to be here.
And, was this any, surprise, but do you feel like what you've done in camp, this was an example, this was kind of a showing?
Most definitely. This is a great organization to be introduced to as a first time being in the league, because, you work so hard at the details and the small things. When you put the work in at practice, you come out, you go out with your brothers, and everybody's on the same page, and it just makes the game easier. So it was definitely a great experience to be out there playing with this team and just executing how we did it.
Can you take us through that 20-yard touchdown catch you had from McKee?
From McKee, he made a great call. He told me to run a go ball. He threw it up, put it in the perfect spot. The line held up for him. You can't be great without the greatness of others. So the line held up for him. He put the ball there, and we scored.
Tanner checked into the play.
Yeah, he's already an Eagle.
Runs the offense.
You can't be great without the greatest
of
others.
No other quarterback does that.
Well, I'm not sure fully about that. But I love how he literally introduced himself to everyone. As if, he's been on the team training camp. He didn't arrive yesterday, but he is.
Darius Cooper, graduated from Tulsa State University, originally from St. Louis, Missouri. And it's just a blessing to be here.
I'm a fan of the kid. All right, let's hear from Sirianni after the game last night on Darius Cooper, who had himself a heck of a night.
Nick, what have you made from Darius Cooper's progression over this camp and this summer?
Yeah, I think he's, I mentioned him the other day. I think he had a lot of good tools. Catches the ball, obviously, really well. Those are some tough catches that he made today, particularly on some of those shallows. That fourth down shallow was like a perfect ball by Tanner with some traffic. I think they were in two man, and he had just made a really nice catch there. He's continued to get better, learning all the different spots that he needs to play. He's got an opportunity to do some good things. Obviously, you saw that.
Well, Darius Cooper did it. I'm excited to watch him next Saturday in their next preseason game against the Browns. Hugh, of course, this segment sponsored by
CJ's Tire and Auto. At CJ's Tire and Auto, you can save big on service and on thousands of tires. From all the top-tier brands you trust, CJ's isn't just about tires. They've got your whole ride covered. Visit CJ's Tire and Auto today.
All right, Hugh, other than Tanner McKee, who stood out in a good way? So I picked Darius Cooper. Johnny Wilson also had a good night. Anais Smith returning some punts. Who stood out to you last night?
You know what? I'm going to go chalk. I'm going to go with the Jahad Campbell. Mm-hmm. I think that he had some plays where he looked like the middle linebacker that we want him to be. He was a little hesitant, you know, on some of the blitzes, mm-hmm. but you can see the talent that's there. I think that's one of the guys that looks to me like he has some pass rush ability. Not really there yet, but he has something there about him.
You know, I know Vic a few weeks ago said he's still got a ways to go as a pass rusher. I do wonder as the season goes on, though. They seem to be very deep at inside linebacker, right? When Zach Bond gets back healthy. We'll see when N'Kobe comes back to this, but we know he's behind. But they have Trotter. They have Smile Mondon, who played last night. They feel like they have guys that they could put on the field.
Yeah, a nice young group of linebackers,
right.
Man.
So,
they really do.
But they're a little bit light at edge on, you know, behind Nolan and Jelic Sun. I wonder if that process of Jahad Campbell learning the edge gets sped up over the course of this season. It feels like they have a bigger hole at edge than they do inside linebacker.
Well, I think it's still, you know, early in the process. I think they're still trying to get a feel for the guys that they have and everything. But, you know, you talk about last night's game, and I think you have to take it, even though we've been here talking about Kelee Ringo and what he looks like.
Not good.
You had to take it with a grain of salt because the ball was coming out quick. And you knew that. You know, you knew going into this game that was coming out quick. But the basic concepts of football, you have to be able to do. And tackling is one of those. And it wasn't done last night.
If you had 108 on the Hugh Douglas apologizes for Kelee Ringo tour.
No, I'm not apologizing. I'm just saying. Mm-hmm. No, I'm not apologizing.
I do wonder if they're going to be as down on him as we are. Do you think one – again, we're not seeing every snap of practice, Vic Fangio's. Do you think last night is a big deal or a little deal? It's not a no deal, right? It's something. Big deal or little deal for the coaching staff with Ringo?
He has to get better. Now, I'm saying that because I don't know. He's been here for, what, 3 years?
This is third year, yeah.
And that says something, right? But now the pressure's ramped up. It's like it's almost like go or get off the pot. Type situation, and this is what the NFL is in a nutshell. So I think he's going to get another chance to redeem himself. Has to step up big, man.
Yeah, the part that's concerning, I think, for them and for me, it's like if the first three games of the year were Saints, Giants, and Jets, right, teams that have either one or no receivers, you could say, all right, Quinion's going to cover those their guys, but then we could get away with this. That's not the schedule. They have the Cowboys, who have one great receiver, another one that obviously has talent, then the Rams – in week three. Week two is the Chiefs, and week four is the Bucs. That's a lot of receiving talent they're going to see the first 4 weeks.
And it's obvious that they feel that he needs to work.
Yes.
He needs to work, and they need to figure out who is the lesser of the two evils when you talk about the corners that were out there last night. Mm-hmm. So it's one of those things where the biggest thing, you have to realize the position that you're in, and you have to go out there and you try to capitalize on the moments that they're given, that are given to you every time you're out there. Last night wasn't a great night for Kelee Ringo, but I've always heard him say it's not the record.
If we gave Howie and Vic truth serum, and the question was, should you have kept Darius Lay? What do they say?
It was time to move on.
They say yes.
No, of course they say yes.
They say yes. We should have kept him.
Mm. That was company man. Right there.
No, it wasn't. I'm just saying
it's time to move on. Why?
Because they could have signed him.
I know, but maybe they made a mistake.
They could have signed him, and they said, let's let the young guys see what they can do.
And now?
They were like, it's still got time to get this going.
Yeah, I wish Slay was still here. That's just me. All right, 215-592-9494. Cowboy Jim is up on WIP. Hey, Cowboy Jim.
This is actual caller on call crime.
Ooh.
Aaron from Dopey Land. No one in Oxnard wants you there, you loser / worst caller at WIP. Stay home, eat your banana with a spoon, and don't call anymore, okay?
He invaded your team's training camp, Jim. I mean, that's embarrassing.
An Eagles champ.
And he apparently made friends. I doubt that, but he said he did.
I doubt that. He doesn't make
no
friends
way
anywhere. Hey, thanks for the positive Cowboy talk today. Dak slicing and dicing the Eagle secondary. It's very nice of you.
Well, they're still going to lose the game by 10. I mean, that's my opinion.
All right, let's make a deal. Let's make a deal for Micah here. Listen, I don't want Tanner McKee. I need defense, okay? I need two of your top five defensive players. I'm thinking.
You think Micah Gonsalves?
I think Jahad Campbell. Jahad Campbell, Nolan Smith, and I don't need a, you know, I don't need a first round pick.
No. We'll give you again a one, a three, and Tanner McKee.
I don't want Tanner McKee. I'm fine with Milton.
He's
I'm fine with Milton.
The future.
What?
He's the future, Cowboy Dim.
Hugh said he's
better
the future.
Than Dak Prescott.
Yeah.
No, no, I'm fine with that. Listen, and as for my movie, I changed my mind here. Listen, I had one movie. So Joe will play Cletus, Kyle will play Buford T. Justice, and Hugh will be the bandit. So
Smoking the Bandit, that's a good one.
And Smoking the Bandit. So, Hugh, who do you want to play as Sally Field? Who
I was just thinking around? About that because, you know, like back in the day, if you watched that movie, Sally Field was tightly framed up. Like she was nice.
Well, she was a flying nun, you know.
Why you always got music, man? I'm just saying. I don't know.
Who do you want to drive around the whole country with?
Well,
Ike?
I forgot what
Ike is Sally Field?
Jane Daniels' mama. She can go.
Did she return
did
your
she,
messages
yeah, did she
yet?
Respond to
your
no,
not yet.
She didn't respond.
Yeah, not to date either of you, Cowboy Jim or Hugh, but Sally Field is now 78.
Mm, yeah, she. I'm just saying, back in the day, she was,
that's
she
around
was nice
Hugh's.
Looking. That's right in my wheelhouse.
That guy was right, by the way, about the batting average being worse than Mike Kepler's.
No, you know, it's funny. I need to shout out to the young lady that I met last night at the Eagles game.
Yeah.
Because they came to the tailgate and we took pictures, and she said, she asked me, she said, have you found a girlfriend yet? And I said, no, ma'am, I haven't. And she said, well, you need to pray to St. Anthony.
I thought that was the saint you pray to when you lose things.
Well, I looked it up, and it's I guess St. Anthony, you could pray for a spouse.
He's a multi-purpose saint?
Yeah, he's a multi-purpose saint.
Hang on a second.
But
she told you to pray for a girlfriend?
She told me to.
That's a bad look.
Said,
that's,
well, that's an awful look.
Well, I thought it was nice of her to suggest it.
Was she a nun?
No, but she was.
Yeah, no, this
she was Catholic.
That this was a backhanded compliment.
I didn't look at it that way.
Well, I do.
So let me ask this then. I'm going to spin it a different way. When a team attempts a Hail Mary, are they in a good spot, or is it a prayer?
I guess when you look at it that way, Joe Giglio, it makes
that's the only way to look at it.
But
told
she
you
was
to pray
she was
to find a girlfriend.
She said she was a fan of the show, though.
She said, she basically told you, you need divine intervention.
That's why she disarmed me.
you really did take it as a compliment. And we're like, she thinks you're in dire straits.
I'm not there yet.
No, I didn't, I didn't say you were.
I like the gesture. I'm not there yet.
St. Anthony's like, this I got to answer this guy?
He's like, are you kidding me?
He's like, ooh, hell no.
Not returning that call. All right, Sean in Overbrook. What's up, Sean?
Hey, what's going on, man?
Hey, Sean.
Chilling. Hey, I'm visiting my wife. She has something going on. I just got in the room, but you guys answered the phone. But priorities, right? You guys first.
Well, I think the wife should be first, but we hope she gets better real quick.
No, she's happy. She's smiling. So thank you guys for your well wishes. So I want to talk about the game yesterday. It was a great game. I think Tanner McKee looked great. I think the team overall looked great. Campbell was pretty good. Should have had that interception, but definitely feeling Cooper and McKee the most from that game. So,
well, Cooper, he showed a lot to me, Sean. I know it's a lot of second half or second quarter, but I think they got something there. Once in a while, you see it, and you're like, man, this guy might be able to play. And then Tanner McKee, so you think they'd be a playoff team if he played all year?
Well, you know what? I'm only going to answer that question because that question of the day, you guys got that going on. But I don't like thinking in those terms. You know what I mean? We got our quarterback. Tanner McKee is pretty tight.
But answer the question.
I think we'd be a playoff team based on the team that we have. You know, we can do it alone. I think he's serviceable in the vein of Foles. I think he can manage it enough.
He just
to get to the playoffs.
Yeah. Sean, what's your movie you want to replace Hugh in and put him in the movie?
I'm putting Hugh right in Die Hard, the first one. For sure.
With no shoes on?
With no shoes on.
Is he Hans Gruber or is he?
I'm being Hans Gruber.
The glass.
I thought I was going to be Bruce Willis. Yeah. I thought I was a leading actor.
I got you more as a Gruber guy.
No, you are. You Bruce Willis.
I want to be Bruce Willis.
You're talking about some Welcome to the Party, pal.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's you. You definitely.
I could do
or
that.
Or you
Hugh's
could be
not
pal.
A lead.
Yeah, I mean, the guy's a D-list actor. Sean, we appreciate the phone call.
A-list, excuse me? A-list?
Yeah.
How come
have you seen my acting?
We've heard
it's phenomenal.
It. Yeah, well.
Now, down the hall is the recreation area. We have a nice little gym, and we have an indoor pool, Mrs. Levine. a pool.
Hey, but you better watch out when you're in that bikini.
Oh, stop it.
I'm here to tell you, when these old timers get a look at you, I'm going to hire some extra guys just to keep them off of you.
Who says I want to keep them off?
Hey, Miss Levine, is everything okay?
It does.
Everything's fine, Miss Ben.
Having girl problems?
A little bit.
Don't worry about it. Creepy. You head up. They call me Big Ben, by the way.
All right, Mr. Big Ben.
They call you Big Ben because you're so big?
No, because I like European clock towers.
Look at these arms. They're like Christmas hams.
And you know what? I love ham.
You know, the more you play that, the creepier it is.
You're talking about this old woman in a bikini.
And then she's got the ham arms or whatever she's saying.
And you know what's funny? I am probably about her age that she was in the movie.
Is she going to a retirement home?
Like, damn.
Yeah, I need to comment on our last caller and him not really wanting to participate in the exercise, even though he did call in.
Yeah.
You know why people don't want to do that? Because this is really how you feel about Jalen.
It's incriminating.
It is. Because if you feel like turnkey, put McKee in there, we'll win a bunch of football games, then you're all frauds on the Hurts thing. I mean, you're just, there's so many frauds out there.
That's what it is.
Well, like Aaron, frauds. Like, you know what I want to hear today? I want to hear someone say, this is ridiculous. Jalen Hurts is a top 5 to 6 quarterback in the NFL. Then the backup's got no shot to be as good or close to as good.
No, I didn't say he was as good. I said he has a chance to get you to the playoffs. That's a big difference.
Right, okay. But this, all right. So I know last year they won 14 games. I think, and this is just where I come down, you might have them higher than I do. I think this year's Eagles team is going to be between 11 and 12 wins based on what they lost and the schedule. We're talking a 10-ish. So that tells me that the gap is only a game or two between Hurts and McKee. And that doesn't make any sense.
Well, sure it does.
I look at it like this. You're right. The gap for the regular season is not that great because you look at the competition you're going to be playing. So even though you're playing against a better schedule.
It's a tough schedule.
That you could still get – I think you can get 10 games with the talent that you have amassed. But playoffs is a different animal. Now, that's where I feel that Jalen is head and shoulders above Tanner McKee, and he's proven that. And so that's kind of where I'm at with You know, kind of like, you remember when Jalen went to the playoffs, when we played Tampa and went down there and played horrible?
Yeah.
That would be probably what Tanner McKee would look like.
Yeah, that happened twice in Tampa, unfortunately. Yeah. I mean, Kyle did point out the 7-sack game against the Rams. Facetiously said.
Tanner could do that.
Tanner could take 7 sacks in a game against anyone, probably, in the NFL. Look, I like Tanner, and I think Tanner is going to be a good...
7 sacks is great.
It is, and it was yelled at when I pointed that out. It's based on why we can't just say he's the best quarterback in the league.
We get... Why?
Have we lost Hugh again?
The way you said it, man. That's the way you
said it. Well, it's 1:19 on a Friday, yep. So there he goes. Uh-huh. Dante in Blackwood. What's up, Dante?
Hey, how's it going?
What's up,
man? Hey, Dante.
Hey, so I think we're looking at McKee versus Hurts a bit wrong, right? We're going off the frame of reference of the Vegas line 11.5 wins. Bottom line is Jalen Hurts is not an 11-win quarterback. His 11-win season was a down year for him. I think his benchmark is more about 13 wins, and I think with McKee, you get about 9.
Benchmark is 13? How is a benchmark? How is his benchmark 13
wins? Dante, Peyton Manning and Tom Brady were 13-win quarterbacks.
Then we won 13 games last year, 14 in 2020.
Yeah, and then the other ones were 11 and 9. No, you're right. The 11 and 9, they don't count. But the 13 and 14 do.
I'm not counting that.
Okay.
I'm counting
you can't
you know, well, you know what? I'm not counting the 13 and 14.
You
what do you got to say
that,
about
Dante.
That?
He started for 4 years. They all count. They all count.
Improved mightily since then.
You know, what this is like? Dante, he has improved. This is like the out when like bone people say, if you take away the month he hit 100, he's hitting 330 again. No, stop it. He's hitting 280 or whatever the hell he hits. That's the way it works.
I think it's fair to take out somebody's first year as a starter when looking at what kind of win total they get you each year.
But what about his third?
That's what I mean. That was an 11-win year, and that was a down year for him and for the rest of the team with a 30th defense in the league. So I think Hurts at his best is a 14-win quarterback.
Do you think they're going? Hold on a second. Before you go on about McKee and Hurts, do you think this Eagles team this year against this schedule is going to win 14 games? That's a lot.
I think 13 they can, but it depends on the second corner because Ringo didn't look good last night. Adoree Jackson didn't look good last night. I mean, we got to see if that position ends up looking like James Bradberry in 2023.
Oh, please. Those are some bad memories you're bringing back, man.
Yeah. But I think McKee, I think he's better than a lot of stars in the league. I think he's the guy that can bring this current team to about 9 wins. And, I mean, that's the thing. You know, I think there's still a big difference between him and Hurts. Most importantly, I mean, the biggest thing about Hurts that we praise him for is he goes out there and he wins in the playoffs. We have no inkling of an idea if McKee can do that. So there's still a huge difference, but I think McKee, with this offense, could be a good quality starting quarterback.
You know what? And I think he's probably trending toward that. And maybe that's somewhere next year, maybe you'll flip him and he becomes a starter next year. We'll see. Dante, what do you got for us? A movie we're going to take the actor out and put Hugh in.
I got Willie Mays Hayes in Major League just because I want to see Hugh Douglas running in slow motion.
Yeah, I think that's a good one,
yeah,
Dante. That's a fun one. All right, you know what I want to do when we get back? We got a couple things to do. We got to talk to you people. See what they're up to. Hugh Douglas is going to call out Shaquille O'Neal for something he said recently. I'm excited for that.
I thought that was crazy.
And so our last caller just said he thinks McKee's better than some starting quarterbacks in the NFL. You know what I'm going to do? When we get back, let's go over the 32 current starting quarterbacks. I know a couple teams have battles, but how many teams, like where does he rank right now? Like, if we had to slot him in as a starter, where does he rank? We'll do that. Your phone call as well. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You know, fall's right around the corner. And you know what that means? It means two things: football season and pumpkin spice season. This year, Hatfield is taking it to a whole new level with their newest game changer, pumpkin spice thick cut bacon, y'all. It's warm fall spices with a touch of sweetness. It's bold, it's different, and it's delicious. Pumpkin spice bacon is available for a limited time at your local grocery store. And guess who eating bacon and drinking wine tonight? That would be me. Visit simplyhatfield.com for where to buy. Hatfield, better care, better pork.